Yo. Yo. What is... Oh my God. I want to apologize, but I mean, who's gonna check me? I want to say I'm sorry for this time that... What was the last episode? The last episode was called Blogs by Jesus Abby. So, okay, first of all, 71 plays on Cog Blocked by Jesus. Like, what? Who has been listening to that? I just opened it up. I'm just like, what? This 71 people, like, wait, maybe not 71 people, but Cog Blocked by Jesus has been listened to 71 times. And the last time I opened this app, I think it was 30 something. So that means somebody is out there just playing this thing over and over again. And I'm just like, who is listening to me talking about how I've been Cog Blocked by Jesus all these years? It's just, it's amazing. I don't know. I'm shocked. And yet, thank you, I guess. All you people that have been like listening to that over and over again, it turns out that now it's the highest, it's the most played episode on this podcast, I think. But I know, guys, I know it's been so long. Yo, a lot has happened and a lot has changed in my life since the last time I hopped on here to, you know, rant. And honestly, I'm just here like, where do I start from? Like, where do I start telling you guys about all the things that has happened in my life since I recorded the last episode? I got a job. Yeah, you know, I remember I still don't know when I was talking about how like, well, I'm graduated, but I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Well, a few months later, I got a job with Harvard University. Yes, the Harvard, the one you read about in the news, the one that, yes, the Harvard. I got a job as a researcher at Harvard University, and bro, that's another life on its own. So I moved out of Houston basically, and when I got this job, I had less than 2 weeks to pack up my life, everything that I owned and everything that I am, and moved to Boston. And so I have been living in Boston for this past 4 months, and I know, like, just thinking about it is wild to me. I got this job. First of all, it was like, I felt like when I first went through the process, I really wasn't expecting I would get the job. I had applied to these people in June 2021 and I didn't hear from them till September. So, like, going through the entire process was just like a dream for me. I felt like I was walking through a dream, literally. So, when I finally heard that I got the offer, I was just like, to me, it was surreal. I felt like people in my life were even, shout out to Biola and Jack, they were more enthusiastic and they were more sure about this opportunity than I was. So I had 2 weeks to literally pack up my life and drive all the way to Boston, to Massachusetts, to start this work, which could very much be my dream job, straight out of college, to work in the most prestigious institution, not just like generally in the world, but like even in my field, to be able to train and work and learn under like the top places in my field is just mind-blowing. And to have had this door open for me and to walk into spaces and places that I would have never dreamed, beyond my mind, that has always been beyond my imagination, like the Bible says, like exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Like, this was literally what happened to me with this job. And so, yeah, I've been living in Boston for the past 4 months. I have been adjusting past 5 months, I think. At this point, you would think that I should be used to being on my own and having life all figured out and just being an adult. But let me tell you something, adulting is a scam. I think the last time, what the last recording I did, I think I was in this place where I was very anxious for what was going to happen next in my life and really anxious to like get a job and start my life. But I have gotten a job and I have started my life, and honestly, I think the life I'm currently living is like my dream life, like living on my own independently in a completely new city, starting life all over. And honestly, Boston is, it's a mix of a lot to live in Boston. Is this gorgeous Massachusetts, New England area, is this gorgeous, wonderful part of the country that is so different in culture, and the roads, everything is so different from what it is in Houston, and it's like you have to relearn and adapt all over again. And it's been wild for me. It's been one wild ride for me. Sometimes I think I go through it, not even with my eyes open. I go through it like it's a dream. Like, it's not, you know how, you know this thing where something is happening to you, but it feels like it's not really happening to you. It's happening to somebody else. And that's how it has been for me. And honestly, I don't have a coherent way of how I want this episode to go. I'm just here to talk. So, the pressure, if I would title this episode, it would be like, now you're here, so then what? Now you're here, how far? You know what I mean? Because I spent all this time, and you guys have gone through this journey with me. We're talking about how I don't know what I want, what is going to happen in my life. And then what I've been like hoping for and praying for finally happens and finally materializes. And sometimes I still find myself struggling with truly stepping into that place. I still find myself with adjusting and to this new life, because everything is new. I've never been 26 and living in a new city and having to fend for myself, buy my own groceries, pay my own house rent, pay my own insurance, and book my own doctor's appointment, and do all those things. I've never been at this point in my life. And I think sometimes I find myself wanting to just stay all under the covers and not actually have to like face my reality, because it's just easy to cover things up sometimes. But it's not a bad reality. That's the crazy thing. It's a beautiful reality. It's something I've always wanted. So what happens, and how do you navigate when something you've always wanted finally comes on top of your lap, and you feel like you're not ready, and you feel like you're not prepared for it, and you feel like nobody trained you for it, you know? So that's what this past 4 months have been for me, trying to figure out, trying to navigate my life and what it is right now. It's been a beautiful journey. It's been confusing. It's been maddening. It's been rewarding. 'Cause sometimes it feels like I'm getting it right. Sometimes it feels like I have it all figured out. Sometimes it feels like I'm getting my finances on check and I'm doing all the right things and budgeting rightly and putting in the savings money the way I'm supposed to be doing. And then sometimes I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Sometimes I don't even know what the heck to cook for myself. I don't even know what to cook for myself sometimes. Like, I'm just like, I'm hungry, but I don't know what to cook. And I have all these groceries and I have all this food stuff, but I don't know what to cook. Like, I don't know how to cook. Like, I mean, I know how to cook, but I mean, to the extent that I can. But like, I've always had, my mother has always decided what the family needs, and I will just help her. You know, it's funny, when I first started doing my grocery shopping, I used to shop like I was still shopping for my family, because I've only watched my mom grocery shop for the family, right? And I'll help. So I would buy things in quantities like I was still buying things in quantities for my family, and I would just buy these things, and there would be food all over the place, and I just have to be like, man, oh yeah, it's just you. Like, it's- So it was a lot of figuring. It's still a lot of figuring out. Learning what culture. This is first job out of college. Working in a place like Harvard where everybody is supposed to, where everybody looks like. I work in the Department of Psychology, and the research group I'm with, the research lab I'm with, we study suicide and how to, suicide. We basically, what we want to figure out is why people kill themselves and why people harm themselves. And that's heavy, yo. That is really heavy to expose yourself to just like this concept. Is really heavy because you're constantly connecting and you're constantly contacting and constantly interaction with very high risk individuals, people that have gone through the worst, people that are going through the highest level of emotional, mental, and physical distress. And this thing has a way of also transferring to the other person, right? So I love my job. I love what I do. I love that everything I do, it adds value. But I also think that this past few months, I've also been struggling. I've been struggling to find my place. I've been struggling to know where I am, where I stand. I've been struggling to, is this place where I'm no longer sure of myself and what I bring to the table. I find myself, it's hard to admit this, but I find myself comparing myself to other people and other people that I started this work with and saying, oh, this person is doing that. I'm not doing that, so there must be something wrong. I must not be a hardworking employee. Or I feel like I'm constantly trying to prove the fact that I was hired in the first place, that I'm basically worthy of being hired by this this dope institution, right? You know what's crazy? More than 200 people applied for this job. And only 5 people were recruited. And I was one of those 5 people. So basically, I was one of the 0.11% people that my senior colleagues and my supervisors looked and like, yeah, we want this girl because we think she's smart, we think she's able, we think she has the requirements, and we have all the qualities for this job. And I should be rested in that. But I find myself still trying to fit in. Sometimes I would describe it as just floating. Like I'm just floating. Like, I don't know what I'm doing a lot of times with work. So even navigating work has not been easy. I'm going into my 5th month of being on the job, and I find myself still trying to prove my worth. But nobody really cares. That's the thing about it. Nobody cares. Like, everybody's just doing their thing. And everybody's just, like, everybody just does their best to bring what they can to the table. Recently, I had an opportunity to present my thesis in front of my entire lab, and bro, nerve-wracking. It took me weeks. First of all, none of the research assistants or junior researchers in the lab ever present. So I literally walked up to my boss, Math, and I was like, yo, I want to present. Literally shot myself in the foot. And he was so excited because he was like, wow, like nobody ever does this. I'm so glad you took the opportunity. And the next few weeks, he kept talking and even trying to put me through and coaching me and trying to get me prepared. And everybody that would hear that I was doing this, presenting my work, people were so surprised and they were just like mind blown. And when I finally did it, bro, the entire lab, everybody was mind blown. Everybody kept walking up to me and telling me how, like, I'm so confident, I'm such a dynamic speaker. And bro, everybody had questions. People had questions until the last hour. I've never seen that happen. Like, all the lab meetings I've been going to, I got so much questions and so much engagement, and it made me feel like, wow, like, yo, I was born to do this. I was born to stand in front of a bunch of people and speak and talk about what I'm doing that is adding value. But even after then, and even after all the accolades, and I still have video, I have a video. Even after all the accolades that I received from presenting this talk, which is some like 3 weeks ago now, I still felt like it wasn't enough. I still felt like, okay, what now? So I've done this, what now? Like, I still need to keep proving myself. So, yeah, even work has been a navigation, you know? It hasn't been easy. But I feel like we should get to a point in our lives where we're not just praying for the blessing, right? We should also start praying to God to be able to navigate the blessing, right? Because when you get that blessing, you're being thrust, you're being put into a new point in your life that you've never experienced before. Like, you want the relationship. You get blessed with the relationship, right? But then you have to figure out and how to navigate, how to communicate with this completely new person, right? And how to build emotional intimacy and how to connect with this person that has different ideas, different ideals, different ways of thinking from you, right? You want the house. You want to build the house. You want to buy the house. But then when you buy the house or build the house, you have to learn to be a homeowner. Like, you are the landlord right now. You can't just call apartment maintenance to come and fix things. You have to fix things, right? You want the job. Or we want the high-paying job out of college. But it also comes with the responsibility of being financially aware and being financially mindful to be able to be a steward of the money that you're earning, or else everything will just waste, right? So, or you want to be like a top student in your class, but that also comes with its own things too. So I feel like that was something I really realized, that as much as we pray for the blessings, we also have to pray to God to give us the grace to navigate these blessings too. Because each blessing comes with its own load, its own wahala. Like, it's never just easy. It's not cut and dry. You have to relearn. Unlearn and relearn. So, in a nutshell, that's what the past 4 months of my life has been. Learning who I am, who Onyinye is in this work, learning who Onyinye is in this new city, trying to understand myself and trying to be like, who the freak am I, and trying to navigate all of these things. It hasn't been easy, you know? But I would say, like, this past 4 months of my life, I have grown exponentially, bro. Like, I have been pushed more. I have been pushed so much now in my life, more than I've been pushed in my entire 26 years of existence. I don't think I've been stretched as much as I've been stretched in this past 4 or 5 months. I don't think that I've grown as much as I've grown in this past 4 or 5 months. I don't think that I have come to, like, a true self-awareness. as much as I have this for 5 months. So it's been a rocky, beautiful journey. It's been a rocky road ice cream type of journey. I don't regret it. And yeah, it's a blessing. But we have to navigate the blessings when we get to that point. So yeah, it's all my musings for now. And my rants for now. Till you guys hear from me again. It might be 1 month from now. It might be 2 months from now. It might even be 3 months from now. I mean, I don't know. Like, but I'll share. Like, you know. I realize I've actually missed podcasting. I've missed just being able to just hop on the microphone and just like talk for hours. That's if there's anything me and talk, if there's anything me, I am talk. Talk is me. I am talk. Talk is me. So if there's anything, ooh, but I forgot to tell you guys that even this fourth, like, I've met some of the best people in my life this past month. I've built relationships, yeah, with people that I probably would never have expected to be cool with, right? Yes, so it's still beautiful, honestly, and I'm still open to everything. I've been in Houston right now, but I'm going back to Boston tomorrow. So, yeah, the girl is doing things, and yeah, just doing all the darn things. Okay, I should end now because I don't know how to end. Okay, bye-bye. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.